We're here today to mourn the loss and reflect on the life and legacy of Rabbi Moshe David Tendler, one of our senior Roshei Yeshiva, the Rabbi Isaac and Bella Tendler Professor of Jewish Medical Ethics, the chair of our biology department, and professor of biology at Yeshiva College. Rabbi Tendler represented everything that Yeshiva University stands for. In the world of Torah Umada, Rabbi Tendler removed the Vav and fully integrated both aspects into his life. It was holistic. It was who he was. Allow me to explain. Reino Verabeno, Rabbi Soloveitchik Zatzal, famously developed an approach to the story of creation in this week's Parsha, in which there are two archetypes of Adam, Adam 1 and Adam 2. Adam 1 is the scientist, he is the creator, he brings the world under his microscope and within his control. Pru Urvu Malu Asa'aretz Ukivshua. Adam, too, however, is the man of faith, of solitude. V'yanicheu began Eden la'avda u'l'shamra. His goal is to live his life in Hashem's garden, serving, protecting, alone with Hashem, pursuing a life of oneness with God. In the way the Rav Zatzal outlines these typologies, there's a bifurcation within each individual, as we are mandated to exemplify both aspects in our lives. And this is a typology and a bifurcation that we as Talmidim of the Rav are very familiar with. But to me, this is not the world of Rabbi Moshe David Tendler. Instead, I think of him not as bifurcated, but as an exemplary whole. And the better model for us in thinking of his life is after the story of the Bria, after creation. After Adam is created, kicked out of Gan Eden, builds a family, experiences life, the Torah describes him in a different way. It's not as a typology, ukivshua la'abda u'l'shamra, but instead as a book. Ze sefer toldot Adam, v'dmut Elokim asa uto. Here Adam is not described with any verbs as a conqueror, as a protector, but instead as a story, as a book. And this is the goal, to live an integrated life where all of our disparate and multifaceted accomplishments are merged together to become part of one cohesive narrative as an Eved Hashem. And this is what Rabbi Tendler showed us. He wasn't two warring, distinct typologies. He wasn't some days Adam 1 and other days Adam 2. He wasn't a Rosh Hashiva who also happened to be a biologist or a biologist who also happened to be a Rosh Hashiva. He was Rabbi Tendler, a man who lived a holistic story and organic life, a person who wove together different expertise, interests, passions, and ambitions into one unified story of a true Eved Hashem. And it's a story that is as unique as it is spectacular. A renowned Rosh Hashiva who would teach Be'in on the highest levels, who would also teach biology to undergraduate students, microbiology to advanced biology majors, with a fully functioning research lab. How many Talmidei Chachamim do you know who can masterfully speak about a tzos in the morning and lead in the afternoon a research team who is close to discovering a cure for cancer? He was a rabbi to his community, a guide to hundreds of medical students who he showed how to halachically navigate through the maze of medical school and residency, and a mentor to thousands upon thousands of students. He pioneered the field of halachic medicine, of medical ethics. He stayed current and active in the latest developments. He was the most sought-after speaker at every conference on the topic, most especially due to his vast knowledge, but also because of his engaging, spontaneous, fun, and at times humorous formulations. He was a Talmud Chacham with a real personality. And what an incredible reach and effect. He testified before Congress. He was in the leadership of several major medical ethics associations and societies throughout the country. And as the conduit to Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal's medical she'ilot, he helped write the very tshuvot in which the entire Torah world bases itself. There have been in Jewish history great rabbis who've also been renowned doctors. Some wrote halachic works without reference to medicine, some medical works without any reference to halacha. The Rambam's medical treatises come to mind. For Rabbi Tendler, one could not find one without the other. His Torah classes were infused with his deep reservoir of contemporary issues and scientific knowledge, and his science classes were infused with Torah. There was no bifurcation. There was no Zeh Sefer Toldat Adam, B'dmut Elokim Bara'uto, a unified, holistic individual who developed his Tzelem Elokim to its greatest possible capacity. Personally, I can share that Rabbi Tendler was always warm and loving to me. Since my days as a student, my family has always had a very close relationship with the Feinsteins, since Rav Moshe stayed at my grandparents' house in Hartford. And then afterwards, when I returned in my current position, he shared with me such joy and such pride and such happiness with his great insight and guidance. 80 years of his life, he was with our yeshiva. From his days as a student in high school, throughout his legendary career in life, as Rosh Yeshiva, professor, rabbi, father, grandfather, and great-grandfather. For all the ways in which his Sefer helped shape our own, he will be sorely missed. But his legacy and memory will continue to be remembered in our yeshiva and by all those who knew him and were inspired by him. Tehei nishmato tzurah v'tzoruch chayim.